وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، قال الله تعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. My beloved brothers, imagine a person, he sends his teenage son to school and he goes out of his way to pay for his education. He pays for his stationery. He pays for his uniform. He arranges transport for him. It's a lot of effort that goes into sending a child to school. And a father goes through all these pains to make sure his son gets a good education. However, his son is not too interested in school. All he worries about in school is when's the next excursion, when's the next break. Like this, he spends his years only worrying about the next excursion, the next activity. And he continues his schooling career like this, living from excursion to excursion, not bothering too much about his school. Now, as a father, obviously he's going to feel that, you know, these excursions are only a secondary thing. I feel let down that my son is not interested. I'm putting in the hard effort, I'm putting in the hard work to make sure my son is going to get a good education. And all he's worried about is the secondary issues. He's not worried about the primary issue of studying, working hard, diligently, good education. So obviously, as a father, you are going to feel let down. You're going to feel disappointed in my son. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world to study our Creator. Who is our Creator? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here so that we may recognize Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That we have been sent in this life a short time so that we may learn every day who our Rabb is, who is our Creator, who created us, who sustains us, nourishes us, cherishes us. This is our objective in life. So similarly, that father who feels dejected, who feels heart sore that his son is not concentrating on what's the primary objective in his life, and he's concentrating on those secondary issues, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala similarly gets disappointed and upset with us when we do not concentrate on our primary objective, that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we spend our days worrying about when is our next break, when is the next, you know, our entertainment. So at this time of the year, it is December, many of us are on leave, on break, our children are on holiday. So this holiday attitude and this type of only worrying about our holidays, this is not something which is our objective in life. Yes, it is permissible to take a break, but we should remember that this break that we have is only to relax our minds so that we may continue with our worship and ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This break, this holiday is not in itself an objective in life. That nowadays people, they only worry about the next location. You know, they set aside funds for the year that, you know, we're going to spend this much on our holiday. And everything becomes about the holiday. That even in our holiday, we are discussing when is going to be our next holiday. And every holiday has to be more fun and more enjoyable than the last one. So this becomes our objective in life, that we are chasing holidays, chasing breaks, and we lose focus of our real objective in life. And this is not something that deen encourages, this is not something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. So it is very important that we take notice of this. And we rectify our intentions when you are taking a break. Going for a break is permissible. And relaxing our mind is permissible. Not only saying that it is not permissible, but this is not our objective in life. That we are chasing holiday after holiday, worrying about the next best location, more entertainment, the next thrill. All that is not what deen encourages. So in this time of the year, when we are going on our break, we should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes first. And you know, this attitude of chasing after pleasures and only worrying about our desires, there is a term, it is called hedonism. That a person, he follows his desires all the time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in the Quran. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَى أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَضَلَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions a person who forever He makes His desires, He makes that His Lord. That means whatever His desires are telling Him to do, He obeys them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this desires of his that he follows and chases, he gets misled by them despite having knowledge. That even we know all these things are correct, those things are incorrect, but despite this knowledge, a person who will always follow his desires and chase after his desires, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually misguide him through this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. So when we have this mentality and we have this attitude in our life that we are always chasing the next thrill, then you know, you wonder how a person, a non-believer, disbeliever, that he has this attitude that he's always looking for the next thrill and he finds enjoyment in this. And when that enjoyment is not there and he does not get what he wants and that holiday doesn't come or that break doesn't come, or he cannot afford it, then he becomes dejected, he becomes sad, and then he becomes suicidal because he did not get what his heart wanted. He did not get that next thrill, that next, you know, that desire in his life to fulfill the next opportunity, the next thrill. Then he becomes suicidal because he's not getting what his heart desires. So many of us, you know, this seems far-fetched. And as a believer, we'll never say it that, you know, we are following our desires and we are getting let down and we do not get what we want. But this becomes the life of certain people, and people get misled. And this is how a believer sometimes, na'udhu billah, Allah save us from this, that they fall into these traps and they take their life. Because they feel that permanent pleasure lies in this world. And then when you do not get permanent pleasure, you feel that if you just put an end to everything, then that is going to solve your problems. But in reality, that is not what's going to happen. A person who takes his life, then the eternity of punishment, and there's a lot of pain that awaits him in the hereafter. So this is not the attitude of a believer, that he finds pleasure in this life. We take this enjoyment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain avenues for us to enjoy this world, but as I said previously, this is not our primary objective in life. So when a person realizes this, then he will find true enjoyment in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Someone may think that, you know, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may be boring and there's not much pleasure in this. But a person who tastes this sweetness and this treasure of following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and finds the sweetness of iman in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will realize that this world doesn't have much to offer. That's why Ibrahim bin Adham rahimullah, he said, if the kings knew what pleasure and what joy and what sweetness we get in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will fight for it with their swords. That the reality of this world is that it is full of this temporary enjoyment. The worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings an inner peace that is eternal, and it brings eternal pleasure. So we must remember this in our break, and when we are going out and we are enjoying our time, then there are very important key notes that we must take note of. That first, number one, is that we are believers. It is not conducive, it is not appropriate for a believer to take this valuable gift of iman and put it in those places, those rubbish dumps that are going to taint and going to dirty this iman of ours. So at this time of the year, it is hot, the dressing out there is not appropriate, there are many places that are busy that the people are not dressed properly, they are wearing scraps of clothes that they call clothes. And it is not appropriate for a believer to go and spend his time in these places. The public beaches, hotels, exotic hotels, shopping areas that are busy right now, it is not appropriate for a believer to go in those places. And it is very shameful for us to take our families, our children in places of nudity, in places of vice, in places of music, and expose ourselves to these places. It's going to be detrimental to ourselves, and it's going to be very harmful for our children. It is not wise for a believer to put himself in these places just for some temporary enjoyment. It is as though, you know, we are taking our hard-earned money and we are making a fire out of it and we are letting it burn so that we may take warmth from it. Any person will tell you that is absolutely foolish. Second, it is very important that when we are taking our break from work, that there is no compromise in deen. Sharia never allowed us taking a break from deen. We are allowed to take a break from our work, but Sharia never allowed us to take a break from deen. So when we are going anywhere and we are taking, you know, we are relaxing, taking it a bit easy now, you know, we're not so stressed out with our work, it's our time, we are relaxing. It is very important that we don't let go of our salah. There is no compromise in our salah. Our salah has to be performed as far as possible in jamaat in the masjid. If we are out and we are not close to our masjid, at least one person we take and we perform jamaat with that person. Do not compromise on our salah, do not compromise on our deen. Our Quran tilawat must not be such that we are completely discarding it. We allowed a discount, we allowed to maybe take it easy a little, maybe if you are reciting a little bit extra, we can recite a little bit less. But does not give us license to completely discard our tilawat, to discard our azkar. But most important that we look after our salah. As long as we look after our salah, inshallah our iman will be protected. So as far as possible, wherever we are, to make our jamaat and perform our salah in time in the masjid if it is possible. Second, when we are going anywhere, that our Islamic attire, this is our garb, this is how when we come out, this is our identity. So when a person goes out, he should always remain, you know, cognizant that we are a Muslim and that a person should not let go of this Islamic garb. We do not realize the value of it. That when a person goes out, you know, sometimes we feel shy to attend places that we have a beard and we have a topi, wearing our kurta. We feel shy, we feel out of place to go to certain places. That is why it is so important to stick to this Islamic garb, that it is a deterrent for us to attend places that are full with vice. And when sometimes, you know, places that are filled with vice, they come in the name of deen. And we feel that, you know, because it has a Muslim name and Muslims are attending it, that this is a place that's fine for me to go to. But many a time there are more vices that are being taking place over there. These souks and these marketplaces that are taking place towards the end of the year. It is very marketed with a Islamic logo, Islamic brand. It is given an Islamic name. But there's nothing Islamic about it. Women are not dressed properly over there. There is music being played. All these places should be avoided. A person might think that it is fine to attend it because it has a Muslim name. But sometimes it is worse and it is more detrimental to our iman because we feel that this is something correct. And that we are doing wrong, one thing is to recognize the wrong that we are doing. If we justify the sin and we justify the wrong, it is worse. Because a person who knows that they are doing wrong will still make tawbah and come out of that sin. So my beloved brothers, let's take this opportunity that, you know, we take our precautions and we do not expose ourselves to all those vices that are taking place out there. And we use this time to take a break that is well deserved by many of us, that we work hard to earn a living, we are providing for our families, and we want them to be happy, and we want them to have a break as well. But remember that our deen comes first, and all these things are not our objective in life. Our objective of life, obviously, is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'ana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله على ذاته عظيم صفات سمي سمات كبير شان جليل القدير رفيع الذكر مطاع الأمر جليل البرهان فخيم الاسم غزير العلم غزير الحلم كثير الغفران جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء يميم الإحسان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر المنعوت بشرح الصدر ورفع الذكر وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى وإياكم البدع معصية ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله استعينه واستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص فيهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وزوجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في معنى الأحاديث المختلفة ارحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر واشهدهم في أمر الله عمر واستقوم حياة عثمان وقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدة شباب أهل الجنة رضوان الله عنهم وعن كل صحابة أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل نصرهم بنصر يا قوي يا عزيز إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله سفر الله سفر الله سفر الله لا إله إلا الله وحده ولا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وعلى كل شيء قدير لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا إله إلا هو ولا نعبد إلا إياه له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن لا إله إلا هو مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.